Here are today's contestants. A media researcher from North Hollywood, California, Eric Iazzi. An art director and designer for TV animation from Altadena, California, Paula Spence. And our returning champion, a writer from Pasadena, California, Samir Gandhi, whose two-day cash winnings total $37,400. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show. Now, I know many of you are still in quarantine, so we're hoping that these new programs in our 37th season are helping to entertain and inform you. They're also helping to test our players. So let's get to that. Paula, Eric, and Samir, good luck. Here we go. Jeopardy round. Now, the categories, please. Starting off with Writers Anonymous. That's followed by U.S. Geography, good subject, Colleges and Universities, Docu-Series, The Jeffersons, and when you say The Jeffersons, hey, moving on up. UP will come up in each correct response. Samir, start.
Moving on up, 200.
In sports, it happens when a favorite to win ends up losing. Paula.
What is an upset?
That's it.
I'll take Writers Anonymous for 200.
The anonymous author of the 2019 book, A Warning, is listed as a senior official in this administration. Paula.
What is the Trump administration?
You are correct again.
Writers Anonymous for 400, please.
This anonymous old English poem about a hero fighting monsters survives in the Noel Codex at the British Library. Paula.
What is Beowulf?
Yes.
Writers Anonymous for 600, please.
These 85 essays were attributed to Publius when they appeared in New York newspapers from 1787 to 1788. Paula?
What are the Federalist Papers?
Yes.
Writers Anonymous for 800.
Tender Conscience is the hero of an anonymous author's third part of this work, tacked on to John Bunyan's parts 1 and 2. Paula?
What is A Pilgrim's Progress?
Yes.
Writers Anonymous for 1,000.
In 1827, this 18-year-old American anonymously published Tamerlane and other poems, including Visit of the Dead. Mm. Samir.
Who is Edgar Allan Poe?
Correct for 1,000.
U.S. Geography, 200.
The fittingly named Mount Sunflower shines as the highest point in this state. And that would be Kansas. Samir, back to you.
U.S. Geography, 400.
North Rim Country Store in Kaibab National Forest sits 6 miles away from this natural wonder. Eric.
What is the Grand Canyon?
Yes, you're on the board now.
U.S. Geography for 600.
Cicero and Oak Park are western suburbs of this Midwestern metropolis. Eric.
What is Chicago?
Good.
Geography, 800.
Perry, Maine has a marker for this latitudinal line, signifying the halfway point between the equator and North Pole. Eric?
What is the 45th parallel?
Yes.
U.S. Geography, 1,000.
At its south end, this 25,000-square-mile desert, named for a people, borders the Sonoran Desert. Eric?
What is the Navajo?
No. What is the Mojave? Back to you, Eric.
Colleges for 200.
St. John's College in Maryland claims to be the third oldest college in the United States, predating this Connecticut school by 5 years. Samir.
What is Yale?
Yeah.
Colleges, 600.
Answer. Daily double. All right. You're in the middle.
I will wager 1,000.
1,000 will put you into a tie with Paula if you are correct on this clue. Take a look. Students on this school's campus may run into Ben Franklin relaxing on a bench reading a newspaper.
What is the University of Pennsylvania?
You are right. And you're tied for the lead.
Docu-Series, 600.
It makes sense that the Imagineering story about the making of theme parks is on this streaming service launched in 2019. Paula?
What is Disney Plus?
Right.
Docuseries for 200, please.
HBO's McMillions shows how McDonald's contests based on this board game were rigged for for more than a decade. Paula.
What is Monopoly?
That's the board game, and that takes you to 3,000. Takes us into break number one. Back in a moment.
Promotional consideration provided by The Real Real. Authenticated luxury consignment only at The Real Real.
The Real Real.
Authenticated luxury consignment at up to 90% off retail. All authenticated by our experts. Shop luxury the sustainable way. Only at The Real Real. Shop now and get 20% off select items with the code REAL.
Eric Iazzi is the first player we introduced on the program today. Eric, there's a kind of a strange family tradition that seems to have developed in your family, and it has to do with birthdays. Explain it, please.
That's right. I was born on my father's birthday. He, in turn, was born just one day off of his own father's birthday. And now my son was born, switched up the tradition a little bit. He was born just one day off of my wife's birthday.
Gosh. Yeah. Have you guys got any explanation for this, even a funny one?
Not even a good calendar.
Okay. Paula Spence, over to you now. You're from Altadena in Southern California. You were proposed to on the telephone.
Yeah. I think, actually, I might have done the proposing. I called my then-boyfriend, Daniel, to tell him that our offer on our house was accepted, and he said, oh, we're going to have to save money, and I go, I guess we can get married and you can have my health insurance. And he said, okay. That was it.
All right. Samir Gandhi is our champion. Once just sort of wandering around a campus and a lecture hall, you walked in and you wound up meeting somebody very famous.
Yes, I noticed that a lecture hall was full when it shouldn't have been, so I wandered in. And a lecture was just winding up, and the crowd was milling around this person. And I made my way through the crowd and found Neil Armstrong smiling at me.
Good for you. All right, let's get back into this. Paula, you make the next selection for us.
Okay, docuseries for 400.
According to a series by PBS and Ken Burns, these, like Grand Teton or Joshua Tree, were America's best idea. Samir.
What are the national parks?
You are right.
Moving on up, 400.
In other words, a rebellion, like the Boxer one in China in 1900. Eric?
What is an uprising?
That's the upward.
Colleges for 400.
According to its website, this UC school is the most applied to university in the nation. Go Bruins. Eric?
What is UCLA?
Yes.
Colleges for 800.
More than one-third of the courses at the Fort Collins main campus of this state school are sustainability-related. Eric.
What is Colorado?
Yes.
The colleges for 1,000.
This school in Annandale on Hudson in New York was named for a wealthy Episcopalian family, not for Shakespeare. Eric.
What is Bard?
Bard is right, and I made an error just a moment ago. I accepted Colorado instead of Colorado State. And so we have to deduct 1,600 from you. But you're still in command of the board, so make a selection.
Docuseries for 800.
Part 5 of this CNN series about the royal family is titled The Princess, The Prince, and The Press. Paula.
What is Diana?
Nope.
Darn.
Yeah, darn indeed. Samir, Eric, correct response. What are the Windsors?
Ugh.
Back to you, Eric.
Docuseries for 1,000.
This sprawling hip-hop clan is profiled in the Showtime series of Mics and Men. Samir.
What is the Wu-Tang Clan?
That's it.
Moving on up, 600.
Cheerful, or a stroke used by an orchestra's conductor. Eric.
What is upbeat?
Upbeat. Yes.
Up for 800.
Traditionally, this 13-letter word was used to refer to a junior or senior in high school or college. Samir.
What is an upperclassman?
Good.
Moving on up, 1,000.
From the Bible. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and this. Paula.
What is upstanding?
No.
Darn it.
Samir.
What is upright?
Upright, that's the word. Less than a minute to deal with the Jeffersons.
The Jeffersons, 400.
19th century rich guy and Monticello owner Jefferson Levy had one of these devices printing out stock prices in his New York home. Eric.
What is a ticker tape?
Yep.
Jefferson's for 600.
Here are Grace Slick and her bandmates in this group during the Summer of Love year of 1967.
Eric, what is Jefferson Airplane?
Yes. And with that, you wind up at 3,400. Paula, you get to go first in Double Jeopardy, though, when we come back. As always, we have a great variety of categories in Double Jeopardy. For your selection, Paula, here they are. Starting off with history, restaurant rhymes, elemental facts, Olympic sites, terms from Islam, and finally, we want you to follow the bunny. Start us.
I'm going to follow the bunny for 400.
In 1959, Tony Curtis and Janet Leigh presented the Oscar, won by a short cartoon featuring this classic critter. And that's all, folks. Eric?
It was Bugs Bunny.
Yep.
A bunny for 800.
Need a hand? This website finds you help around the house when you need it at your fingertips. Samir.
What is TaskRabbit?
That's it.
Terms from Islam, 400.
The Fatiha is the short opening surah or chapter of this text. Eric.
What is the Quran?
Quran, yes.
Olympic sites, 400.
Mac Robinson, Jackie's older brother, finished second behind Jesse Owens at this city's Olympics. Paula.
What is Berlin?
That's right.
I'll take restaurant rhymes for 400.
Offerings like bangers and mash served in a British bar. Paula?
What is pub grub?
Good.
Restaurant rhymes, 800.
The athletic activity in a shopping mall cuisine area. Mm. What is food court sport? Paula?
Okay. Restaurant rhymes for 1200.
The workers at the window where you order and pick up your burgers without getting out of your car. Eric?
What is a drive-through crew?
Good.
Restaurant rhymes, 1600.
A less important casual restaurant, similar to a coffee shop. Paula.
What is a minor diner?
Yes, that's right.
Well, restaurant rhymes, 2000.
A 1950s dance party at a place the 18-wheeler drivers go. Eric.
What is a truck stop sock hop?
Yeah, we'll accept that.
Great. History for 400.
In 1800, the U.S. Capitol was moved to Washington, D.C. from this city. Eric.
It's Philadelphia.
Yes.
History for 800.
In 1819, this country ceded Florida to the United States. Paula.
What is Spain?
Yep.
History for 1200.
In 1733, John Kay's flying shuttle made weaving more efficient and was an early part of this revolution. Samir.
What is the Industrial Revolution?
Correct.
History, 1600.
In 1932, Hattie Carraway of Arkansas became the first woman elected to this. Samir.
What is Congress?
Be more specific.
What is the House of Representatives?
No. Eric.
What is the Senate?
Yep.
History for 2000.
Her accession as ruler of Austria in 1740 touched off a war, but she stayed in power for 40 years. Talking about Maria Teresa. Back to you, Eric.
Elemental facts, 400.
There are 383 atoms of hydrogen and 6 atoms of sulfur in each molecule of this hormone that regulates sugar in the body. Samir.
What is insulin?
Yes.
Elemental facts, 800.
Stumptown Coffee Roasters uses this elemental gas in a process that gives cold brew coffee a beer-like frothy head. Eric.
What is nitrogen?
Yes.
Olympic sites for 800.
Countries like Armenia and Belarus fielded a unified team that competed in this city's 1992 Olympics. Eric?
What is Barcelona?
Yeah.
Olympics for 1200.
Squaw Valley, California is best known for this sport, in which Ernst Hinterseer of Austria and Heidi Biebel of Germany won gold there in 1960. Samir?
What is skiing?
Skiing, yes, alpine skiing.
Olympic site, 1600.
Answer. Daily Double and a chance for you to do some catching up. Eric has had the lead for quite a while.
2002
it is. Here's the clue. Many countries joined the United States in boycotting the 1980 Summer Olympics hosted by this city.
What is Moscow?
Moscow's right. And you're at 9,400.
Olympic sites, 2000.
The 2005 Special Olympics World Winter Games were held in this Japanese city. Also home to the 1998 Winter Olympics. Eric.
What is Nagano?
Nagano, right you are.
Bunny for 1200.
In 2006, this Monday Night Football play-by-play guy was traded to NBC, in part for rights to Oswald the Rabbit, forerunner of Mickey Mouse. Play-by-play guy still going strong, Al Michaels. Back to you, Eric.
A bunny for 1600.
Seated between Alice and the Mad Hatter at the Mad Tea Party, he happens to be mad too. Samir.
Who is the White Rabbit?
Nope. Paula.
Who is the March Hare?
You are correct.
Follow the Bunny, 2000.
Soak rabbit meat in a wine vinegar marinade for a few days in preparation for this stew dish, literally German for hare pepper. Paula.
What is Hasenpfeffer?
Yes.
Elemental facts for 1200.
This South American country produces nearly 90% of the world's niobium. President Bolsonaro dreams of making Niobium Valley like Silicon Valley. Samir.
What is Brazil?
Yes.
Elemental facts, 1600.
Needed for the thyroid gland, this element, atomic number 53, is essential to the human body. And that would be iodine. Less than a minute now.
Finish the category for 2000.
Alkali elements react with halogen elements because alkalis have one valence shell electron and halogens have this many. Eric.
What is 7?
7 is correct.
Islam for 800.
Answer. Daily double, and you are still in the lead with 15,000.
3,000.
Right. Psalm is the practice of doing this during Ramadan.
What is fasting?
Fasting, correct. Go again.
1200.
The Oxford Dictionary of Islam entry on this says it's called Jahannam and is a place of eternal fire. Eric.
What is hell?
Hell, yes.
1600.
Salat are these that an observant Muslim says five times a day. Paula.
What are prayers?
Prayers, and now the last clue. This is the cube-shaped shrine in Mecca that contains the black stone. Samir.
What is the Kaaba?
Kaaba, yes. And that takes you to 11,000. And all three of you are still in it as you get to consider this subject in Final Jeopardy. On the old map. Old map. Oh, boy. Confusing? We'll find out when we reveal the clue after this.
Rate-changing emails exposed by Fox 45 News' Project Baltimore. Now calls for the Inspector General to get involved. Fox 45 News' Project Baltimore demands accountability from the school system you pay for.
Rain threats moving in, the hour-by-hour breakdown of showers in your area, and how long this stretch of wet weather will last.
Tonight at 10.
In a Geico ad, mannequins are having one of these events, made famous in Alice in Wonderland. What is a tea party? Happy GEICOween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
What a great game this has been so far. And now we come to Final Jeopardy, and we deal with On the Old Map. Players, here's your clue. On the UN website's map of the world in 1945, these two initials of a member state appear 13 times on continental Africa. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. We come to you first. Paula, you had an impressive 9,600. Were you able to come up with anything? GB for Great Britain. You're on the right track, but the wrong initials. It's going to cost you how much? 9,597. You're left with $3. Let's go to Samir Gandhi, our champion. He had 11,000. His response, CW. What would that be?
Commonwealth.
Commonwealth. Ah, incorrect. You lose money. Everything. We go to Eric now. He had 19,200. What is NL for?
Netherlands?
No. The correct response is, what are UK, the United Kingdom, because so much of Africa was under the realm of the British Empire. It's going to cost you some money, Eric. How much? Not very much, a wise wager, leaving you with 16,399 and making you the Jeopardy champion to start the week. Well done. Great game. Thanks to all three of you. And thank you for tuning us in. Let's get together again tomorrow. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
Abdominal pain or discomfort? Bloating? You may be the one in six living with IBS. Ask your doctor about non-prescription IBGuard for the daily dietary management of IBS. IBGuard, daily gut health guard.
Which egg has better taste and nutrition? And is the only egg I'll serve my family? Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Jeopardy's biggest and best moments right here on YouTube. Visit youtube.com/Jeopardy and click subscribe. Believe me, you're not going to want to miss this.